One of the first memories I have of my interest in fairness and equal treatment for men and women came through watching Wimbledon tennis as a child. I didn't understand it even then, why women were required to play fewer sets than men, but were paid almost the same. The Wimbledon prize money in 1980, for example, was £20,000 for men and £18,000 for women. That means women received 90% of the pay of men. And in 2001, the men's prize was £500,000 and the women's £462,000. That's 92%. But women play only two-thirds of the number of sets that men play. So I didn't understand why their prize money was so similar to men's. Surely men should be paid a full third more than women to reflect their full third of greater court time. And if time on court isn't relevant to pay received, and it's about the value players deliver to broadcasters and spectators, as Venus Williams has said, then why must men play more tennis for the same reward? Why not all play the same? In 2007, Wimbledon decided to pay men and women equally, largely due to Venus Williams' complaint about women being treated as second class by receiving less prize money. But that's obviously not true, because she left out the most significant point of all, the point that seems to have been entirely ignored. Women actually receive more money than men per game played. By only playing two-thirds, 66% of the tennis that men played, yet receiving 90% of the prize money earned by men, women had already been receiving a far higher rate of pay than men in professional tennis. So what Venus Williams was actually arguing for was even more money for women compared to men. She wanted an actual increase in the pay disparity women already enjoyed over men. Not fairness, not equality, just more for women. Williams said that women players would be happy to play five sets in Grand Slam tournaments. That may be true, but there have been no complaints from her to make Wimbledon change the rules so that women play the same number of sets as men. Her only demand was for more prize money whilst continuing to do less work. So equal prize money at Wimbledon doesn't represent equal pay at all. It represents a pay rise for women who already earn more than the men. Prize money in 2012 was £1.1 million, with men required to play a minimum of 21 sets to win the prize, whereas women were only required to play 14 sets to win the same amount. As it played out in 2012, Roger Federer played 26 sets to win Wimbledon. In contrast, Serena Williams played just 17 sets. This means that Federer received £44,000 per set, whereas Williams received £67,000. That's a £23,000 pay advantage for women per set, a more than 50% higher rate of pay. And this is called equality by Venus Williams, and everyone else, it seems. So we see that in the past, Wimbledon paid female players 90% of the money that men received, whilst playing only 66% of the tennis that men played. However, since the introduction of equality at Wimbledon, women now receive 100% of the prize money as men, while still playing only 66% of the tennis. For example, in 2001, the men's winner, Goran Ivanišević, played 28 sets to win. The women's winner, Venus Williams, only played 16 sets. So poor old Ivanišević received £17,000 per set, and good old Venus received a much healthier £28,000 per set. And then Williams went on the warpath, complaining that Wimbledon devalued the principle of meritocracy by not paying women even more by equalising the prize money awarded, the prize money for which Goran was required to play a dozen more sets to earn. If you get paid a higher hourly rate than someone, then you are by definition more highly paid than that person. It's that simple. If you're a plumber and work 5 hours for £100, and the plumber next to you works 8 hours for £110, that's not grounds for complaint. That's grounds for enjoying your higher rate of pay. If you were fortunate enough to work part-time hours and receive almost full-time pay, would it occur to you to demand more money? And would it ever even enter your head to base this demand on the fact that you are only earning 92% of the salary of a full-time worker for 66% of the work? Wouldn't you actually expect the full-timer to be the one complaining? Women played less tennis than men, got paid more money for the tennis they did play, and yet they still called it unfair against women. You couldn't make it up. But this is the female condition, which exists as a parallel to the male condition. Women will complain even when no complaint is justified, whereas men won't complain even when a complaint is fully justified. A common argument is that female players are working relatively just as hard as their male counterparts. However, this raises some interesting questions. If we say that a woman playing the best of three sets is doing the same amount of work as a man playing the best of five, then what we're saying is that female players are less capable than male players. And if that's true, then this is a reason to pay women less, not a reason to pay them more. And if it's fair as it stands, with women paid the same prize money as men despite playing less tennis, if that's currently fair, then why would Venus Williams say that women would be happy to play five sets? Wouldn't that then make it unfair for women? Wouldn't the complaint then be that women were being required to work harder than men for the same pay? Does female logic become any more incomprehensible than this? More to the point, does our support for this kind of thinking make any sense? The reason Venus Williams won this argument is the same reason that women win virtually any argument where they claim sex discrimination, even when it's demonstrably false. No one feels able to speak out against the claims because of a fear of what they might be accused of. We live in deeply dishonest times. There's nothing unique about tennis and the issue of fair pay. It simply represents the manner in which we've decided to treat women, and it illustrates in sharp relief the preferential treatment that women are prepared to not only accept, but fight for, while simultaneously claiming that all they wish for is equality. And we all nod our heads in agreement and effectively celebrate this discrimination against men. And it's the men who nod most energetically. If we want to understand the nature of feminism, and how its true ambition is for female supremacy rather than any concept of equal treatment, and if we want to know why feminism has proved so popular amongst women, despite being both clearly at odds with fairness and also deeply antagonistic towards men, we need only look at the behaviour of the female players at Wimbledon, and then apply that behaviour to virtually every other woman on earth.